Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Father Bill Hahn. Welcome again, Father.
Thanks. Great to be back on.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. We give you thanks for the gift of the church. Through her, Christ's presence remains throughout history, and we are enabled to encounter him wherever we may be. We ask, O Lord, that you strengthen and guide us and renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So Father Hahn and I have been talking and will talk today and a couple more times about a book called From Christendom to Apostolic Mission, Pastoral Strategies for an Apostolic Age. It is written by Monsignor James Shea, who's the president of the University of Mary, which I think is in the Dakotas somewhere.
Yeah, North Dakota.
North Dakota.
That's smart.
It's also published by University of Mary Press. I guess, yeah, University of Mary Press. And you can get it on Amazon. And I'm sure it probably any other kind of booksellers, you know, online booksellers, you can find it. I would imagine even through University of Mary Press as well. Last time we spoke, Father Hahn was talking to us. We were talking about this imaginative sort of cultural imagination, which is sort of the worldview or the, you know, the lens by which you kind of see the culture, see things like marriage and family life and the civil order and economics and the moral life and all these things. In the book, what Shea is pointing out is that there's really been a change in our culture, sort of as Pope Francis would say, an epoch change, that we've moved from one form of cultural imagination, namely what we would call Christendom, into a new one, which is really, it's a secular, what we now have is sort of a secular cultural imagination. And so with that, now the church is kind of brought into a new situation, that she now is kind of almost in the same situation that she was thousands of years ago before this sort of Christian cultural imagination congealed. So, Father, I was wondering if today if we could talk about, maybe distinguish this sort of Christendom cultural imagination and then the new era that we find ourselves in.
Yeah. So the Christendom culture that he speaks of, or Christendom vision, is the one when we think probably the most recent time. It's kind of on a continuum, so it's hard to say, you know, this is Christendom, this isn't. Mm-hmm. You can say you're moving out of Christendom. But, like, the way I hear, when my grandparents would have told me about the 50s, you know, like, when, and so although that was still a little bit after what would probably be the real heart of Christendom time period, a lot of the things were familiar. So, like, it was the Christian vision that kind of influenced law, influenced culture, like architecture. So the rhythm of the week, you know, so they're like the blue laws of Sunday, you know, that so Sunday was kept as the day of the Lord's Day. There, like, the whole of society is guided by this vision of Christianity. And so in a Christendom culture, the laws, the morals are rooted in Christianity, so that there's not like this dichotomy between civil law and the church's moral law. There's not this difference between living the faith and living in the culture, that the tension that we all feel today. Like, if we're living an authentically Christian life today, we feel there's a tension. But in a Christendom culture, there's not that tension. You're pretty much at peace with the culture. Your faith is at peace with the culture. Also, the temptations are different then. So when Christendom culture is going on, the temptation is to become lukewarm in your faith, kind of present your faith as more than what it is, versus today, as in our temptation at times to hide that faith, right? We don't want to be seen as so opposed to the culture, or maybe the discussion going on at work about things that are just not, you know, in a line with our faith. So there's these different temptations between the two. So there's I guess the main thing about Christendom culture is that it's undergirded by the church. The church is like in lockstep. And basically, the institutions of the church can just kind of run without a whole lot of guidance. You know, the bishops might need to, you know, pat a little bit here or a little bit there. But like our hospitals, our schools, all of our institutions at that time are in accord with the culture. It's just kind of flowing together. So Christian culture is a very, you know, culture and Christianity are in arms.
And you know, I think we see that and experience it. It's what a term that, you know, we've used on this show before is this idea of cultural Catholicism, where you don't really have to make a personal choice to be a Christian or to be a Catholic, but because really it is kind of a familial, your family, and a cultural thing that you're just kind of, it's just presumed that you're Catholic. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, because of the culture, you follow the moral commands of that God has revealed through the Catholic Church, that you act in a certain way, that you the schedule and cycle of your life with holy days and with Sunday, it's all kind of there, I would say mechanically in some sense, because it's just the way things function, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we even see that maybe in individuals that have kind of grown up in a very Catholic environment still, even though we're in a secular culture. At some point now, and that's, we're going to get to this, Shay's point is, it almost has to become a personal choice then at this point. So in some ways, do you think it's fair to kind of equate, or at least roughly equate, this sort of Christendom notion with sort of what we would call cultural Catholicism?
Yeah, I would say cultural Catholicism is, yeah, I think it is almost equal. And I think that's sometimes people who are the generation who came out of a more Christendom culture. I remember somebody asking me, like, they heard me preach about encounter, like having an encounter, and they're like, this isn't Catholic, you know, because in their mind, like, this idea of a personal encounter with Jesus Christ is not something, mm-hmm. because their faith was always wrapped up in just their family, their culture, everything just held them, which, you know, it makes sense for living the faith at that time, but that's not available to our, yeah. to us today.
Yeah. And I think even now what he points out is even in a Christendom culture, and I would even say among cultural Catholics, there is the opportunity for this sort of personal acceptance of the faith. I mean, we see this in the saints, you know. Yeah. And one of the things that Shay points out is a problem, because, you know, Christendom is not like this sort of golden perfect utopia. Mm-hmm. There's hypocrisy oftentimes in Christendom, that, you know, people say that they're Christians, say that they're Catholics, and they might externally follow, you know, what the culture dictates or expects of them. But in their individual, you know, in their personal life, it may not actually reflect that. And, you know, we see, like, with Anthony the Great, the father of monasticism, that in a Christian culture, as Christianity was legalized and becoming more accepted, there's this move to a deeper personal commitment. That's where monasticism in the religious life developed, you know? So there is, I think, there are problems with Christendom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly not the fix of everything, right? Mm-hmm. To have that culture. And I mean, because Satan's at work in every culture, right? He can tempt us in all cultures. And as Monsignor Shay goes through the book, he does a good job of, like, showing the difference in where those temptations come from between Christendom versus the apostolic era or the era we're in. Like, the things that we aren't tempted to like want to become, you know, somebody in the church because we are going to have all this cultural power. You know, like, there's, like, before, if you became a bishop or a priest, like, you were held up by everybody in society, not just, you know, looked to from within the church. There was a lot of material gain to that. There were these other things that could be temptations that are not temptations today for him. So Yeah, certainly the it's not like we're trying to get back to the Christendom culture necessarily.
And I think what he does a good job of is, because, you know, there are things like I kind of call it antiquarianism. It's the heresy of antiquarianism or the heresy of presentism, that there's some age in the church that's the ideal age. All we need to do is recreate this age and everything's going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no perfect age in the life of the church, and you can't recreate old ages. You know, like, you know, even, you know, Renaissance festivals have bathrooms. You know, like, you just can't recreate it. So, I think what I like about him is that he's not saying, oh, this is what we need to go back to. Right. What we have to do is face the reality. And the reality is that we're in an era where the church is not really, you know, not relevant, really,
to the
culture.
It's not the dominant player, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not the dominant player. So how are we going to live and adapt in that way? I don't know if you have any final thoughts as we wrap up.
Because we'll get to the apostolic part of the next one.
Yeah, I think so. I think in our next session, we'll talk a little bit more about how we live in this apostolic era. So,
okay.
Well, excellent. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Father Bill Hahn. We've been talking about this great book, From Christendom to Apostolic Mission, Pastoral Strategies for an Apostolic Age, written by Monsignor James Shea and published by University of Mary Press. Until next time, peace and all good.